Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory, Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GMN Gregory News Network, coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. I'm here in the hospital. There's breaking news here on Fox News. I'm watching television here from my hospital room. A military helicopter crashed in the panhandle of Florida, here in Florida. And seven Marines were on board and four Army personnel. It's a search and rescue operation right now. Hopefully they all made it, but it's not looking good, ladies and gentlemen. Pray for their families. And, I've been in the hospital for a few days, ladies and gentlemen, and hopefully I spoke to one of my doctors today. I'm getting out today, thank God. But right now I'm broadcasting live right from my hospital room here in the Jacksonville, Florida area. And so keep me in your prayers. I'm watching Fox News. There's been a military helicopter crash. Seven Marines and four soldiers now are presumed dead. This is being reported on Fox News. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GMN Gregory News Network, my network, by the grace of God. And so pray for these the families of these people. They are now presumed dead, seven Marines and four Army soldiers. I was in the Marine Corps myself in 1981, only for a few months. I had a bad knee. I had to get out. This is a big breaking news story here on Fox News. The crash happened not too far from Eglin Air Force Base in the Pensacola, Florida area, in the Florida Panhandle. Pray for their families, ladies and gentlemen. You can call in live right now to Blog Talk Radio, 347-633-9660. 347-633-9660. And after this broadcast, you can contact me on my cell phone here, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. You can also catch some of my YouTube broadcasts. Also, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and sometimes on Instagram. In a few minutes, I'll be reading out of the Word of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting dead. They're now reporting on Fox News that the seven Marines and four soldiers in Florida helicopter crash are presumed dead. It's horrible. So we don't know the details of how the helicopter crashed, but I do pray for their families of these seven Marines and four soldiers that are presumed dead. It's horrible what happened. And so join me in prayer for that, for those families of those lost loved ones. And also I want to pray for Ramsey and Ruth Kamar, their missionaries to Jerusalem, with their family, Peter and Christy and George, and missionaries to Jerusalem. Keep them in your prayers, ladies and gentlemen. And God is good. Coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GMN Gregory News Network. My name is James William Gregory, Jr. I've been on the air since 1999. My show started in Los Angeles. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show, which is now GMN Gregory News Network. I'm in the hospital. I've been in here for a few days. I'm feeling a lot better, thank God, and I should be getting out today. Thank God. if you want to send me an email, you can, quakeman30@gmail.com. quakeman30@gmail.com. That's spelled quakeman30@gmail.com. And now I'm going to read more of the Word of God. Stand by. Okay, I'm reading out of the book of Psalms. Psalm 119, verse 113. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live. Hold on. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. I'm broadcasting here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GNN, Gregory News Network. My name is James Wayne Gregory, Jr. I've been on the air since 1999 in Los Angeles, and now I'm broadcasting here from my hospital room here on Blog Talk Radio worldwide on the Internet. And this is a 15-minute live broadcast. Breaking news here on Fox News, a helicopter crash here in Florida. 7 Marines have been killed, and 4 Army personnel were killed in this helicopter crash here in Florida. I'm broadcasting here from my hospital room here in Jacksonville, Florida. Still have a few more minutes left of this live 15-minute broadcast for my network, GNN, Gregory News Network. And I'm reading out of the Word of God. I'm a preacher. God has called me to preach. And on every segment of my show, I get the Word of God out. God's Word will not return unto him void. And you know, believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins, and you'll have a home in heaven someday. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, heaven is a real place, ladies and gentlemen. It's a glorious place, full of God's glory and grace. Hell is a real place. It's a burning, fiery, hot place where there's no water, no food. People, you can't see them. And the Bible says death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. And the way I see it, ladies and gentlemen, we as Christians, we're going to go through the tribulation period to face the Antichrist and the false prophet. Be not afraid. Trust the Lord. Whatever God wants us to go through, that's what we're going to go through, whether we like it or not. There's a lot of persecution happening to Christians around the world. The ISIS terrorist organization is an evil organization, and they will stand before God someday. Now, anyone can repent, believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Anyone can, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. I'm a sinner. You're a sinner. God wants repenters. Repent means turn away from your sinful way. You know, come as you are to the Lord, and he will forgive you of your sins, and he will give you that spirit of repentance. The goodness of God leads you to repentance. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall save. Okay? Call upon the Lord today and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. We're all sinners. Only God Almighty, Jesus Christ, never sinned. He's God. In God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Blessed Trinity, these three are one. Call upon God right now and say, Lord, I know I have sinned. Please forgive me. And he will forgive you of your sins. And you'll have a new life. And you will serve the Lord. He will save your soul. And you'll have the blessed assurance that you're going to heaven when you die instead of the burning lake of fire. So I implore you, please call upon the Lord today, the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, and he will save your soul. He will save your soul, and you'll have the blessed assurance to know that you're going to heaven when you die. It is impossible for God to lie, ladies and gentlemen. It is impossible for God to lie, but now I can tell you who the liar is. Satan, the devil, he's the liar. He's the father of lies. He'll deceive you into believing, oh, I'm a good person, or I give money to the church. God has got to let me into heaven. No. You have to believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins, and you'll have a home in heaven someday. Jesus Christ himself said, unless you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You know, a lot of people say they're Christians, but they never repented of their sins. They're not Christians. They're only kidding themselves if they think they're Christians. I got less than 60 seconds to go of this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. You can call me after this broadcast on my cell phone, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. And I'm going to be wrapping up less than 30 seconds to go. And you have a great day. May God bless you. You keep me in your prayers. I'm getting out of the hospital today. I've been in the hospital here for a few days. And I'm feeling a lot better. Praise the Lord. Okay, well, listen, have a great day. May God bless you. Whatever, if you're a believer in the Lord, you'll never take the mark of the beast, which is the mark of the Antichrist. Whoever takes the mark of the beast is condemning themselves to the lake of fire for all eternity. My name is James William Gregory, Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, GMN Gregory News Network. Have a great day. Take care.